Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to our third season of My Soul, where we are reevaluating, redefining aging lifestyles each and every day. I'm happy to be back. It took me a little time to decide whether to continue, and after quite a bit of tweets and follows and different things, I decided to come back and do this again. And so tonight, our subject, our topic is love in the 60s, meaning the 60s and past for us senior citizens. Our season this year is going to be just a little tad bit different. We've cut down the time, and we're going to try and make it a little bit more personal. So let's get started. As you read, of course, my little tidbit from Rumi: every moment, a taste of that beauty in our mouths, another stashed in a pocket, impossible to say what no cypress, so handsome, no sunlight, a lonely hiddenness. Other pleasure gathers a crowd, starts a fight. Lots of noise there, but the soul beauty stays quiet. It's amazing, whereabouts unknown inside my heart. Again for you, that's a taste of Rumi. Now let's get started with our love in the 60s. And let's talk about love and dating. Of course, we live in a world that has been programmed in fear. It's hard to escape because almost everyone you interact with and yourself has become a part of this world. It's hard to see a way out from childhood on. This is the only world almost everyone knows, and we are also easily influenced as a child that we can't even see that it does not have to be this way. Each generation brings the next into this fearful world, blinded to the fact that there is a way out. So the next generation accepts that this is the way it has to be. It is a vicious cycle. We can put an end to the cycle and replace it with a world of kindness, gratitude, and love. And that's from a paradigm shift called The Blessings Daily. And so we're going to be reading some of his stuff tonight, especially from Blessings number 195. But let's get in the heart of the show. Some years ago, in a time in my life when work had total reign over my life, I embarked upon my first online dating opportunity. And after the preliminary introduction and written communication, one gentleman who seemed to be fairly intelligent and informed, so we began a discussion via phone. So to progress in our effort, he asked me out to dinner. And the plan was to meet, of course, at this specific restaurant. And we exchanged data about the color of clothing we would be wearing. And, of course, this is pertinent for a reason. So for whatever reason, I arrived first at this restaurant because I was intrigued by what his spirit was and who was behind these conversations, especially since this gentleman seemed to share a lot of his life experiences during our conversations. However, when the gentleman arrived, he failed to mention that he was unable to get around without the assistance of a wheelchair. He was a survivor of 3 quadruple bypass heart surgery. He also communicated during our dinner that he just needed someone to cook him a meal or 2-3 times a week. But he would not even, he said that he would not even pressure me about sex, but would partake if I wanted to. I was appalled, not due to his health issues, but his blatant attempt to pull me in by way of guilt or deceit. He also communicated that he had a lady, a church member, who was not only interested in him, but helped him out from time to time. And he said to me very unequivocally, "I don't want her. I want someone like you." Now, the real issue was not his health for me, but it was his untruth, his attempt to mislead and his selfishness by downplaying another female who was giving of herself time and effort. So needless to say, that exchange ended right there at that restaurant. An article's introduction on a seemingly unrelated topic that we're living longer because we're older, happier. Ageism, dating and love. Fear of ageism, those who are shopping for someone to be their caretaker and nurse, and those who are looking for a May to December romance, whether male or female in this day. Retired versus working partners. Miss the seniors over 60 or no longer interested in sex, passion, touch, or adventure. It's just that, a miss. We women still care about our appearance and how we present to the world, and most women and men still choose to exude sex appeal in their appearance. Whether clothes, hairstyles, or shoes, we must be clear and honest about what we want, about our exchange, during our conversation, and not be afraid to take chances and dream, even in this, the third act of life. As a 65-year-old senior citizen, I believe that the baby boomer generation is still the catalyst for improvement. We're still the generation which is changing the evolution of senior lifestyles. So why can't we believe enough in ourselves in this dating companion scene to move forward with what will bring continuous love, joy, and peace, and then spread it all around to ensure that within our group, loneliness is a thing of the past, so that when we carry on to the next generation, they will get a clue. It all begins with you. Reach out and touch somebody today with a smile, a good conversation, and maybe even some coffee and tea, a coffee and tea rendezvous. Go out your door, regardless of the task, with only the expectation of having fun and meeting and greeting someone in the senior community. Now, I want to take the time to read to you some relative quotes to help us in beginning this new journey of moving forward in love. Again, this is from Paradigm Shift Today, Daily Blessings, number 195. All transformation begins with an intense burning desire to be transformed. The first step in the renewing of the mind is desire. You must want to be different and intend to be. Before you can begin to change yourself, then you must make your future dream a present fact. You do this by assuming the feeling of your wish fulfilled, by desiring to be other than what you are. You can create an idea of the person you want to be and assume that you're already that person. If this assumption is persistent until it becomes your dominant feeling, the attainment of your idea is inevitable. That's from Neville Goddard. Then something amazing happens when we surrender and just love, when we melt into another world, a realm of power within us. The world changes when we change. The world softens when we soften. The world loves us when we choose to love the world. That's from Marianne Williamson. If you're taken for anything in order to live, if you're waiting for anything in order to live and love without holding back, then you suffer. Every moment is the most important moment of your life. No future time is better than now to let down your guard and love from data. I say keep living, keep moving, keep dancing. This is your host, Free from My Soul. Today is October 29th, 2015. Welcome to love.
Just a would do to you.